Hey guys, this is Melissa with Oral Stimulation on SkidRowStudios.com. I am here with Boy Hits Car. They just got off stage. Thank you so much for joining me, you guys. Can you give me your name, please?
I am Craig.
I'm Bill,
the bass player.
Singer, 12-string acoustic player.
So how is this show in comparison to the rest of your shows?
Get over here. Come on.
Get over here.
Well, we're home, technically. I mean, you know, we're up in LA, but this is as close to home as we've played for a while.
For me.
Yeah, he's in Manhattan Beach, so. So you have that. You have family. You have friends that are out. So it's different in that respect.
Homecoming.
You know? Yeah, it's a little bit of a homecoming
show. You know, halfway through the tour, it's kind of cool to be at home.
Yeah, we've been gone for a little over a month. So.
Where have you been? Where's the farthest you've gotten?
Well, we were in Florida. I guess that would be the furthest.
Yeah, the furthest south in Florida was like, what, Orlando or Fort Myers?
Nope, Orlando. Orlando. Yeah. So we got as far as Orlando. And it's fantastic. So it's good to be home. Good energy. Good to be out there with people that know your songs.
On your home court. Do you guys drive everywhere you go? Or
yes.
You all drive together?
Yep. Four dudes in a van. Sounds like a bad gay porno.
Do you guys sing?
Sing?
Yeah, do you guys practice your songs
when we're driving?
Yeah.
No. Well, our drummer, because he came on last minute because our normal drummer couldn't do it, so he practices the songs. But other than that, no,
banging on the seats and everything.
Yep.
We'll go through songs, you know, and like play songs and listen together and like kind of take notes and go through stuff, but not
sleep.
Actually,
we try
playing,
to sleep a lot.
You know, or jamming while we're driving, but.
Yeah.
Now, in your jamming, you guys do a lot of yelling. Do you guys practice that in the shower?
No. It would scare our neighbors. Scare my neighbors.
Here's what I'm really curious to know, though. Is that what you guys sound like in bed?
In bed?
If it's good.
It's really good. If they're... Never mind. This is gonna go south really quick.
If it's bad, huh?
God. That's awful.
What kind of good road stories can you guys tell me?
2006, drunk out of our minds in Montgomery, Alabama, he decided to pull a fire alarm in a hotel, and we were partying in a room with under drinking age but legal age women, and security came, the cops eventually came, everybody
trooper came.
But him and I jumped out the window. The young girls, everybody bailed, and so everybody came. By the time they came to bust us, it was just him and I sitting there going, what's the problem?
With our shirts off,
and it was the sun was about to rise, and we were just out of our minds on whiskey, and they escorted us out of the hotel. And the whole hotel was giving a standing ovation as we were getting escorted out. And then, got escorted out and then went to a Waffle House, and he decided he needed to pee in the parking lot while there was a state trooper looking at him peeing, and basically came up and said, get in your van and get the F out of here. So we decided to better get him out of Alabama with the quickness. So that's just one.
Generate of the group, right? You're the ringleader, everyone in trouble.
I'm the troublemaker, I guess. But.
Only
not so much anymore.
Only when he's on booze.
That was a while back, you know. I'm pretty mellow for the most part, but...
Another time we got deported when we were in Europe.
Really?
Yeah. We got flown over there.
That was his fault.
And the promoter... It's always my fault. The promoter forgot to get us working permits. So we got there, and they looked at us and went, great, you got your passports. Where's your working permits? And we're like, it stuck us in detention for 10 hours, released us to the promoter, took our passports. The next day, deported us back to the States.
You got to have Thanksgiving, though.
We went to Chicago.
Chicago, which is pretty awesome.
Well, it's snowing.
Freezing.
Yeah, and we only missed one show. And then the promoter figured out, got us working permits. We flew out the next day, picked up the tour.
Did you fire that promoter?
No, he was a good guy. He just he thought we could do it on the DL. But no, here's the weird thing. They had just passed a law. It went into effect the day before. That even if you go to the UK and you sit on the street with a hat and a guitar, you have to have a working permit.
Sounds like Venice Beach.
Oh, they've done. They're doing
we were
that
there
now
for
too.
More than what? 9 or 10 days or something.
Yeah, it was some weird stipulation.
We had like 22 days on that. Or...
Yep, we were there for like 20 days. So.
So when you guys are working, when you're in the studio, who comes up with the lyrics or the meanings behind your song?
I come up with pretty much all the words and the conceptualize the songs. We all jam together. We'll either go to somebody's house with acoustics, and just jam out, and he'll show me an idea, the guitarist will show an idea, and we'll just kind of loosely arrange everything, and then we'll bring it into the studio with the drummer and plug in and turn up and kind of get it going from there.
The drummer's like the last to know.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
In a way.
But sometimes things come with just, somebody will just start something in the studio, the drummer will kick in. So those are usually how they form. And then I take them and I work them.
Oh man, did someone write that down?
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, we usually try and record everything we do,
We've gotten better.
We have phones and whatever, all kinds of ways to record, so.
We've gotten better. It's been, some stuff is, there's probably so many great riffs that have just been lost.
Have you guys ever had any like big debaucheries on stage? Anything ever just falling apart?
Oh yeah,
of course.
All the fucking time. Still happens. Shit. I mean, the drummer's kick drum falling off the stage. Sliding. My acoustic falling off the stand. It's on that stand.
You climbed on the drum set and the whole thing fell apart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. His bass cutting out. Yeah, we're kind of fly by the seat of our pants because we have to, because we don't have any label or anything. We do it all ourselves. So we don't have roadies. It's just all us. And so if shit goes down, we have to handle it.
That's awesome. You guys are really putting the work into it then.
It's no choice, really. We're trying to get to a point where we can
hire one or two
people. Well,
look,
if you guys need someone to travel with you,
really?
I'm totally
down. Oh, yeah?
Down.
You're down to jump in a van with four dudes?
I'm putting that on air.
Ready for the antics?
It's a lot of antics, honey.
You can pull
absolutely.
The fire next time.
I will pull it. Absolutely. Where can your fans find you guys?
www.boyhitscar.com or...
On Facebook. It's facebook.com/LoveCoreAlliance, which is kind of a strange thing, but a fan stole our Boyd's car.
Wouldn't give it up.
Name. They finally gave it back by the time we had already started the other one and built it up to a point where we didn't want to switch and pull the carpet out on everybody. So
that's what we call our fan base. We're all part of the Love Core Alliance.
Oh, I gotcha.
Because that's what we call our music, Love Core.
That's cool. So you guys are all about love, and yet Boy Hits Car is a little bit violent.
Well, it's a metaphor. It's a metaphor for turning your back on the certainty of a vehicle that will take you somewhere and making your own way. So it's not a physical hitting. It's more of like, there's the car, you turn your back, and you make your own path.
You hit it.
You hit it inadvertently.
Hit the road.
Hit the road. In a van. With three other dudes.
Jam
woo!
Jam.
Woo!
That is awesome. So what's your next show coming up?
Whiskey A Go Go, Tuesday.
Yep.
Of
April.
April 2013.
And then you're going to take me on the rest of your tour.
Oh, honey. Let me tell you. Yeah, you would get along good, or you'd be gone within 2 days. Four dudes in a van.
I'm down, guys. I think we can make this happen. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you for taking the interest to talk to us.
Absolutely. You guys are awesome. Any last words?
Love Core!
Thank you, guys.